Hello, this is Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, A Spring of Living Water. Jeremiah 29:11 reads, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Today we turn our hearts and minds to the book of Jeremiah, a profound and poignant message from the Lord delivered through his faithful servant, the prophet Jeremiah. In times of uncertainty, doubt, and despair, we find in Jeremiah a voice that echoes God's promise of hope and future. Jeremiah lived in difficult times, witnessing the fall of Jerusalem and the exile of his people. He was called to speak uncomfortable truths, urging a nation to repent and return to God. Despite the overwhelming darkness surrounding him, Jeremiah's ministry was not simply a lament, it was a beacon of hope. His words remind us that God is not absent in our suffering. In fact, it is often in our deepest trials that we hear his voice most clearly. There are several lessons that we learn from Jeremiah. One is hope in exile. Consider the moment when Jeremiah wrote his letter to the exiles in Babylon. He told them to build houses, plant gardens, and seek the welfare of the city where they found themselves. This counsel speaks volumes about our call to live fully. Even in difficult circumstances, we may not always choose our trials, but we can choose how we respond to them. How do we apply this lesson? Are we nurturing hope in the midst of our struggles? Like the exiles, we can find ways to thrive and bless those around us, even when we feel out of place or burdened. Lesson number two, God's plans for us. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. It reminds us that God has a purpose and a plan for each of us, even when we cannot see it or when our life seems adrift. God is weaving a tapestry of grace that will culminate in his glory. How do we apply this lesson? Let us hold on to his promise. When doubt creeps in, remember that our lives are not random. They are part of a divine narrative penned by our Creator. Lesson number three, the call to repentance. Jeremiah's prophetic voice often called for repentance. He urged the people to turn away from their sins and back to God. His messages remind us that while God is loving and merciful, he also deserves our hearts to align with his will. How do we apply this lesson to our lives? In our own lives, let us reflect on the areas where we may need to repent or realign our priorities. True transformation starts within us, and it begins with a heart open to change. As we reflect on the life and messages of Jeremiah, let us remember that even in the most challenging times, God's presence is with us. He invites us to embrace hope, to trust in his plans, and to respond to his call for repentance. May we walk forward with courage, knowing that our lives have significance in his greater plan. Let us encourage one another to build our lives upon the solid foundation of his word, where hope flourishes and futures are bright. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lessons found in the book of Jeremiah. Help us to embrace hope, trust in your plans, and respond to your call for repentance. May we live as beacons of your love in a world that desperately needs it. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.